Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Lingering rain chances into the overnight hours tomorrow night. Gradually clearing skies, low 47. Mostly sunny and seasonable on Tuesday, high 66. And patchy morning frost on Wednesday. Otherwise, another decent day, high 68.
Old Country. It's country, real country, from stars of the Grand Ole Opry, whose songs stir great memories every Sunday night on WRCO-FM 100.9. Sponsored by Gary Hardware, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Furniture, Decor, and More, Jay's Power Center, Gokenauer Insurance, House on the Rock, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, and Cardinal IG.
I walk alone where once we wandered. It seems so strange that you are gone. Until you
good evening. It's good to be back. I am your host, Bo Hendricks, and It's Old Country Time here on WRCO, taking you up to the midnight hour. We didn't meet last week because of the Green Bay football game, but this week we are meeting, as we usually do Sunday nights, and I couldn't be happier. We started our program off with Marty Robbins and I Walk Alone, and don't worry, I'll walk with you up to the midnight hour, so stay tuned right here. As for that song, it was written by Herbert Wilson and recorded by Eddie Arnold first for his B-side of his single Did You See My Daddy Over There. Later, though, it would be recorded by Marty Robbins in August of 1968.
Came. I wanted to be with them, But war's an evil thing. Now he won't recognize me, but I've got to let him know. He means much more to someone than just a little guy called Joe. Just a little guy called Joe, like so many more I know, left all alone somewhere across the sea. I want him to have my name. Little Joe is mine to claim. This little guy called Joe belongs to me.
I'm trying to reach a decision. what's right. Three hearts in a tangle. Which heart should I take? Three hearts in a tangle. Which heart will I break? If I choose the one that I should choose, then the other heart would break. But if I leave them both, then I'd suffer. Which heart will pay for my mistake? Three hearts in a tangle. Which heart should I take? Three hearts in a tangle. Which heart will I break?
Struggling with red, swollen, or bleeding gums? There's good news! Williams & Pierce Family Dental now offers a gentle, cutting-edge way to fight gum disease, laser bacteria reduction. This modern treatment tackles moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis without cutting or stitches, so you can heal naturally, keep your gums intact, and get back to your normal routine fast. Call 647-3993 today to schedule your evaluation, or visit Williams & Pierce Family Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Mastodon Records is a great place to find all of the music that you once owned. If you don't have a turntable, they can hook you up. If you don't see it, they can order new and older titles for you. Craig has vinyl in all price ranges. Mastodon Records would love to meet you. Stop by Saturday morning for Vinyl Record True Confessions. If you're interested in an all-vinyl dance, ask about it when you stop into Okooch Books and Libations, the home of Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center. Hey, that's my Montavani record. Hey, I saw it first. Give me that back.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
The track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you, and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free, and I'm moving on. Final, won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattle roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattle's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. I've told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen, no pain and no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. Broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line, 'cause I'm moving on. You done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Of a kind, with far too many questions for the answers in our minds.
Wrong, now you've gone. won't let self-pity drag you down. I'm your man, and that's enough. I'll turn your hopes, attitudes around.
'Cause I'm a born believer.
I'm a born believer.
And I believe in you every day.
Every day.
Yeah, I'm a born believer. And I believe we're gonna find a way. Oh, I'm a born believer.
I'm a born believer.
And I believe in you every day.
Every day.
Yeah, I'm a born believer. And I believe we're gonna find a way. What I want to be.
Just keep on dreaming and leave the rest to me.
I'm a born believer.
I'm a born believer.
And I believe in you every day.
Every day.
Yeah, I'm a born believer. And I believe we're gonna find a way.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
100.9 WRCO. There's a picture that I carry. Who's in the picture with me? I say just someone I used to know. Just someone I used to spend some time with. Just a place lost its glow. But I don't tell them of the nights I cry without you. I say just someone I used to know. Just someone I used to run around with. Just a friend from long ago.
I don't tell them how lost I am without you.
I say just someone I used to know.
The 6 o'clock hour continues here on Old Country as we just heard the duet of Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton with their cover of Just Someone I Used to Know, originally written by Jack Clement and performed by George Jones. Later on, it became a very popular tune for the duet of Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. The single would be a number 5 hit in 1969 for the duo, earning a nomination for Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group at the 12th Annual Grammy Awards. Up next, here's Eddie Arnold. I'm Throwing Rice at the Girl I Love.
I'm throwing rice at the girl that I love, after she just said I do. I'm throwing rice with a smile on my lips, but my heart is breaking in two. She was my gal and he was my pal, but she loved him better somehow. I stepped aside after I kissed the bride, and I'm throwing rice at her now. Thank you. the girl that I love. After she just said I do, I'm throwing rice with a smile on my lips, but my heart is breaking in two. She was my gal and he was my pal, but she loved him better somehow. I stepped aside after I kissed the bride, and I'm throwing rice at her now.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl in Saginaw, Michigan, the daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him, least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. For the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan, he's ashamed.
Take him, oh, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't one. never do outgrow it, and you never seem to know it till it's gone. As a child, I always dreamed of ways, a different road, a trail to blaze, searching for that special path. Nothing ever seemed to last. Now I know just what I'm living for. Seem to know it till it's gone. Sunshine on a winter's day, snowflakes settle in the hay, leaves of fall in a summer breeze, springtime singing in the trees. They are one season after all. Country charm, like the breeze that blows from a baby's hair when I hold her in my arms. Country charm, you never do outgrow it, and you never seem to know it till it's gone. There's no sound that quite compares. Birds are singing everywhere. Sunset comes creeping down, throwing shadows on the ground. Then a quiet voice begins to call. Country charm, like the breeze that blows through a baby's hair when I hold her in my arms. Country charm, you never do outgrow it, and you never seem to know it till it's gone.
Fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Bosqueville invites you to furnish your home at a great value. At Furniture, Decor, and More, you'll find a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom furniture, and mattresses, as well as a variety of accessories, all at very reasonable prices. For an enjoyable, low-pressure shopping experience with great customer service, make the short drive to savings at Furniture, Decor, and More on Highway 61 in Bosqueville.
WRCO 100.9.
In 43 they put to sea, 13 men and Kennedy, aboard the PT-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond Nauru, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. And on the coast of Kalabangero, looking through his telescope, Australian Evans saw the battle, for the crew had little hope. Two were dead, some were wounded, all were clinging to the bow, fighting fire in a fighting water, trying to save their lives somehow. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old. They had the best of a mighty good man. MacMahon, the Irishman, was burned so badly he couldn't swim. Leave me here, go on, he said, 'cause if you don't, we'll all be dead. The PT skipper couldn't leave him, a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth, he towed the Irishman to the sea. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. He led his men through waters dark, rocky reefs and hungry sharks, braved the enemy's bayonets, a 38 hung round his neck. 4 more days and 4 more nights, a rescue boat pulled into sight. The BT-109 was gone, but Kennedy and his crew lived on. Now who could guess, or who could possibly know, that this same man named Kennedy would be the leader of the nation, be the one to take command. The BT-109 was gone, but Kennedy lived to fight again. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, but JFK and his crew lived on. Which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
It was a stylish congregation. You could see they'd been around. And they had the biggest pipe organ of any church in town. But over in the Amen corner of that church sat Brother Iyer, and he insisted every Sunday on singing in the choir. His voice was cracked and broken. Age had touched his vocal cords. And nearly every Sunday he'd get behind and miss the words. Well, the choir got so flustered the church was told in fine that Brother Iyer must stop his singing or the choir was going to resign. So the pastor appointed a committee. I think it was 3 or 4. And they got in their big fine car and drove up to Iyer's door. They found the choir's great trouble sitting there in an old armchair. The summer's golden sunbeams lay upon his snow-white hair. Said York, "We're here, dear brother, with the vestry's approbation to discuss a little matter that affects the congregation. Now, it seems that your voice has interfered with the choir, so if you'll just lay out, or... Are you listening, Brother Iyer?" The old man raised his head, a sign that he did hear. And on his cheek, the three men caught the glitter of a tear. His feeble hands pushed back the locks as white as silky snow, and he answered the committee in a voice both soft and low. "I wonder if beyond the tide that's breaking at my feet, in that far-off heavenly temple where my master and I shall meet, yes, I wonder if when I try to sing the songs of God up higher, I wonder if they'll kick me out up there for singing in heaven's choir." A silence filled the little room. The old man bowed his head. The committee went on back to town, but Brother Iyer was dead. The choir missed him for a while, but he was soon forgot. A few churchgoers watched the door, but the old man entered not. Far away his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desires, where there are no church committees and no fashionable choirs.
"Let me hide myself in thee."
A month ago I walked out your door. Said it wasn't working anymore. But it's 3 in the morning, I'm wide awake. How long is this getting over here gonna take? Shouldn't it be easier than this?
could take it if nobody was home. Shouldn't it be easier than this? Shouldn't it be easier than this? If goodbye was the answer, the first to live, shouldn't it be easier than this? Shouldn't it be easier than this? If goodbye was the answer, the question is, shouldn't it be easier than this?
Seasons of my youth, I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat